Hi, welcome back to another episode of Jan on the Run. Today, joining us on our wellness journey is one of our favorite guests, celebrity trainer and chef Amanda Chung. Hi, Amanda. We are so thrilled to have you back.
Thanks, Janice. It is my pleasure to be here.
I'm just going through the emails we've received from our listeners, and here's a really interesting one for you, Amanda. Abdul from Siang Poon wrote, I am a non-professional runner who has taken part in a few marathons. In the past, we were given water and energy bars during the race. Now, due to COVID-19, these events are going virtual and none of these will be provided. I just signed up for my first 10K virtual run, which will take place in 7 weeks. Do you have any tips to keep me hydrated and to boost my energy during the race?
Hi, Abdul. Thanks for your question and congrats on signing up for your first virtual competitive run. These races require a different type of preparation, and this means it is now up to set up your own nutrition and water stations.
Often, I have novice athletes say, I'm not a professional or elite runner, so I do not need to eat and drink during my race. Well, guess what? This is the exact reason you need nutrition.
You're right, Abdul. You want to make sure your body has enough energy to get you to the finish line. I'd recommend 30 to 60 grams of carbohydrates every hour if you run for longer than 1 hour. You should begin eating shortly after the start of your race and continue to do so at 15 to 20 minute intervals for the rest of your run.
How about hydration?
Hydration is equally important, of course. Losing just 2% of your body weight through dehydration can negatively impact performance and add unwanted time to your race. While you may not be used to bringing drinks with you, your virtual race will require it. You should drink 1 cup of fluid every 10 to 20 minutes during your run. Include an electrolyte drink if you will be running for longer than 1 hour.
Also, Abdul, you might want to figure out your race fueling plan in advance. Try experimenting with different food, water, sports, and electrolyte drinks to see what your body tolerates best during a training run that is similar to your race.
That's right. Your body will digest nutrition differently on an easy run versus a harder one. Practice the simple things, such as opening your energy gels while running. Also, pre-rip your food packages so that you can easily open them while running.
That's a useful tip. Although the pandemic has changed the look of running races, you can still aim for your personal best during a virtual event with a little planning and preparation. All the best for your race, Abdul.